numbers.
Hey,
what?
Real quick, there's always a voice in something. You know, everything's got a tone. Country, for some reason,
here, my dog died, my truck broke.
In rock,
Well, especially that 90s, early 2000s, there was always that. And I'm not knocking 7 Mary 3. I love them.
Hungry.
But
every time I hear that.
With arms wide open.
Okay, why do we got to do that, guys? Everybody just sing their own way.
On the road again. James Hetfield just goes, ha! I mean, he just yas, you know?
Yeah. Country, though, the twink. When was somebody like, hey, you can talk like,
hey, you're good looking. Yeah. What you got her cooking?
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone, every song.
You know the one thing I don't like now, though, in the whole music genre is the mumble rap that's come on. Like, give me the good old stuff from, like, the early 2000s. I don't know, that new mumble rap that's on SoundCloud.
It's different. It really is different. And I will say, there's just a few songs where I'm like, all right, I can get around it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like you just got to follow the trend, whatever's trending.
You know who's really taken off, and you pointed him out to me yesterday. Young Gravy, he's really. Yes, that's right. Yesterday, Hunter
Young
and I were.
Gravy. I love Young Gravy. Man.
Hunter and I had a lengthy discussion about Young Gravy. Yeah,
he just did a remix of Rick Astley's.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna.
And then he throws out some sweet Young Gravy bars. It's great.
Yep.
Anyways, Heave-a-flow. 6:26, time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new products for the fall. We're right around the corner from falling leaves and fall campfires, and you want something tasty. Well, they got great things to make your fall more delicious with Bud Distributing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, can I mention something real quick before I get into sports?
It's your sports thing. Go for it, buddy.
Just drinking a Snapple apple right now. How long has it been since you've had a Snapple apple?
How long has it been since I've had a Snapple? Man, oh, man.
And I'm going to go on just a small, quick rant. First off, it's the most delicious drink I probably have ever put in my mouth. Oh, my God, it is good. Because it has so much sugar, which I can only have a few sips of. But they got rid of the glass bottle. So remember Snapple used to open it? Used to do that?
Yeah, that was one of the best parts because you knew it was
fresh.
That
was the best part. I would like fight. Can I open up your Snapple apple? Oh, it's just so satisfying.
Wait, so
gone.
I don't think I've ever had. So wait, it's just plain apple? It's just apple Snapple?
Well, that's the flavor, Snapple apple. But they got rid of the glass bottle. Now it's in a plastic bottle,
no.
And it doesn't go when you open it.
I get what you're saying. I guess I've just never had just the plain Snapple apple. Like, I think I always went with, like, the kiwi strawberry.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, the lemonade one, whatever it was. But I don't
you
think
you got to go the Snapple apple. Oh, my God, it's good.
I mean, it rolls off the tongue great. You're right, they did. Look at these stupid plastic bottles.
I mean, it sucks.
Great. Another thing to end up in the ocean that won't break down. Awesome job, guys. Awesome job.
Why do you think we love Snapple so much? Half of it was that part.
And didn't they have, they always had the facts underneath the cap, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to see if there's a fact under here.
Snapple facts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Bazenji is the only type of dog that does not bark. Now, give me that dog.
What does it do?
Real fact number 223.
It doesn't bark? What does it do? Just talk to you in a monotone voice? Hey, man.
It just sits there.
Hey, man.
I don't like that dog.
Anyway. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Snapple sucks now and they ruined it and put it in plastic. It tastes different, too, in plastic.
It does. It does. Just how beer tastes different in a can than it does in a bottle.
Or draft, yeah.
Or draft. All right, moving on. Let's get to sports real quick.
Well, I'm thirsty. I want a Snapple. I want a kiwi strawberry Snapple.
I'm telling you, go get one. That's the only thing they got going for them right now is the absolute deliciousness that's inside of this plastic bottle.
Plastic bottle. Get out of here, Snapple, you son of a bitch.
All right, NFL last night. Did you watch it? I mean, you had to have watched
it. We got part of it. We watched part of it. Obviously, I'm not staying up the whole time. I think Kiki stayed up for the whole game. Yeah, yeah, she did.
So she better have.
Yeah.
Dude, holy smoke.
I knew it was going to be a great game. I knew it was.
Talk about a turn of events. So I turned it on last night, and what did I turn it on? Right in the beginning of the third quarter. And I'm like, no way. No. They're losing. They were losing 14-17 or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Chargers, I was reading up on it, and Chargers had the lead late in the game and were almost ready to score. They were on, like, the one-yard line.
Kansas City Chiefs beating the Chargers last night, 27-24. I'm going to get through some facts here real quick before we talk about it. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes. Jalen Watson returned for an interception for 99 yards for the go-ahead fourth quarter score. Kansas City, they held on to beat the Los Angeles, like I said, 27-24. Mahomes finished with 235 yards passing. Blah, 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 blah. What I want to get to is the interception. So Mahomes throws an didn't throw an interception. It looked like an interception. Everybody thought it was, but the ball touched the ground. It moved a little bit in the DBs, in the linebacker's hands, whoever it was. Chiefs get the ball back and score. And talk about a turn of events in a football game. As soon as that they got the ball back and scored that touchdown, I was like, it's over. There's no way. That momentum has shifted so hard. It's just wild to me, like, what momentum can really do for a game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chargers had that game. When I turned it on, I could feel it through the TV. I'm like, oh, no way. Mahomes is flustered right now. What is going on?
I kind of saw that even in the first part of the game. The Chargers just looked more in control. Not right. Saying that the Chiefs weren't doing their thing, but the Chiefs were getting some lucky play. And when I say luck, it's like, oh, okay, Kelce somehow, again, got open after Mahomes had to scramble and almost got set. You know what I mean? Obviously, talent, I'm not taking anything away from the Chiefs. They're going to be one of the teams to beat this year. Always a contender.
Mahomes is just ridiculous.
Yeah, he's great. But I tell you what, the Chargers were more in control of their actual play, in my opinion. I think they were just more steadfast. They were better put together. The Chiefs were kind of all over the place, man.
Here's what's kind of nerve-wracking about the Chiefs and being Mahomes is people kind of know the recipe now to stop you and stop Mahomes, and it's to get in his face and to be aggressive with him, which sucks if you're Patrick Mahomes, because now you know, like, oh my God, now every game they're coming hard. You know, they're bringing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. That team is so good and so talented, and it can just, at the snap of a finger, we've seen it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. It could be like a terrible night for him, but all of a sudden, it was dead silent in that stadium when I turned it on last night.
Arrowhead gets quiet. Well, it's loud when it's loud. It's quiet when it's
and
quiet.
And then when they got that ball back and scored, ooh, you could feel it through the TV.
Yep.
That stadium lit up.
Yep.
And then the Chargers come down, get down to like the 10-yard line or whatever that, throws an interception for a 99-yard return.
Yeah.
Talk about deflating. It done.
And that's tough for the Chargers, too, because everyone obviously talks about the big playoff game where it literally came down to a coin flip. Chargers could have been one step closer to the Super Bowl, but because of a coin flip and you give Mahomes the ball in that kind of situation, they're probably going to score. And now for it to come down to a interception after having the lead, ooh.
Yeah. Justin Herbert last night finished with 334 yards passing.
That kid is a phenomenal quarterback.
He's unbelievable. I didn't really know anything about Justin Herbert.
Third year in the league, and he is just a head on a swivel, got a great arm, good decision-making.
He had a couple balls last night that I am like, holy, back foot. Yep. Just a flick of a wrist for your Aaron Rodgers-esque. I don't like saying that, but I know football.
Yeah.
This guy can rip the ball.
Didn't say Tom Brady-esque. That's funny.
If he had seven Super Bowls, I would say Tom Brady-esque, but he doesn't. He got hit in the ribs last night. Did you see that?
No. Like I said, I caught like the first quarter maybe. So.
Last 7 minutes of the game, he gets tackled. It looked like he had a broken rib.
Ooh.
Gets back out there, and he's still whipping the ball, and you can see every throw. He's just wincing. broken rib, dude, sucks. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard.
So breaking any bone. I mean. Ain't like Joe Theismann, though, breaking his big bone. What's that? What's the one in your thigh? Your tibia or whatever?
Tibia or the fibia. One of the two.
One of the two. It's some ibia, and it hurts when you break
one
it.
One of those bones that are very loud when it breaks.
Yeah. Ah, my leg. Anyway,
crazy game last night. Chargers, if you would have pulled that one off last night, oh, my God, the momentum you have after beating the Chiefs.
I got a feeling we'll probably see them again later on in the season. Yep. So.
Absolutely. There you go, man. It's quite late. Next hour, got more college football for this weekend, more pro football. We're just going to be talking about football today. So.
I got a Tom Brady story, too.
Do you?
I do.
Nice. You want to do it now or later?
I mean, I don't care. Who cares when we do it? Hey, anyway, I'll tell you this real quick. Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen are having marital issues, and they're living separately right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
that's just going to make him better.
Either more focused or more distracted. I don't know. It depends.
It's Tom Brady. So I guarantee
it's probably because instead of retiring and spending time with his family, he's like, no, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back.
Hey, you blame the guy? I mean, I don't know. It's a tough decision.
I don't know. Let's see. Go get tackled by big, mean linemen or hang out with a supermodel wife. I don't know. Maybe because I've never won a Super Bowl and I don't know what it is to play at that level.
It's like crack, Brock. It's like crack. Once you get one, you're like, oh, I need some more egg.
But if I had the choice between being in a locker room with a bunch of large, stinky men and then going onto a field and getting tackled and beat up for 17 weeks in a row or going to my mansion or multiple homes in, like, the Poconos with my gorgeous supermodel wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think.
The team's stacked, man. The team's stacked.
She's stacked. Jesus, you see that woman? Maybe my priorities are different, but I'm taking the supermodel wife.
You got any more than Super Bowls over there?
Look, honey, I know you're one of the most gorgeous women in the world, but I'm going to go spend some time with the boys. Just one more
season. How gorgeous this ring is. I mean, it's just so big and shiny.
He's got seven of them. He doesn't need any more.
You know that's what she's thinking.
That's probably why they're having problems. She's like, really? Tom, you have seven rings. Hang out with your family. You haven't seen your kids in 23 years.
You know what you respond with? You're a billionaire for looking good.
Ugh.
Relax.
I would spend a little time. I don't know. Again, that's coming from a guy who's never won a Super Bowl. So maybe it's good as hooking up with a supermodel. Maybe. I don't know.
Pretty big rings. They're pretty big rings.
Anyway, there. That's my story. Yep, that's my story.
That was good.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock rocks.
Well, good morning. See. That's my pig call.
Put a shirt on.
Under my overalls? No way, man. No way.
You know?
It is 7:30. We are so far behind schedule because, I don't know, we ranted too long about
7:30. Should
we ranted too long about Hunter's new tramp stamp that he's getting. So let's do it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, son of Sam called and said, is that open for anyone or just Hunter? And I said, unfortunately, just Hunter, because he's like, I'll go do it today. I don't have $1,000 for everybody.
Do it today.
But I get it. Anyway,
scary Wolverine.
It's right there. Arr. No, sexy Wolverine. That's what it is. Yeah, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up. So if you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty because you're stocked up with Bud Distributing. Boom.
Yep. Should we talk about anything else but football?
I don't.
Hell no.
Hell no.
NCAA football over the weekend. UConn going to be at number 4, Michigan at noon. For God's sakes. Okay, here's the thing. I'm a Michigan fan. It's like the one team that I'm like passionate about. You know, anything else really, I'm like, I just like to watch good sports.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This team, though, I'm like, okay, I got it. And anytime I like truthfully really cheer for the team, they always lose. It seems that way anyway. But anyway, their first 4 games of the season, I mean, why even – just put in your third string.
Yeah. Of course, you say that. Didn't that one team get just upset by
Appalachian State?
Appalachian State, yeah.
There are upsets, and I'm not saying it like that. But at the same time, it's just like, so everybody always has a question: what's better, college football or NFL?
That's an easy.
My answer used to be college, but now it has changed to NFL. And hear me out. NCAA pisses me off. They should be paying people. They get way too money off the athletes that aren't getting enough. Well, you get free college. No, you're sacrificing your body out on a field. It's different. Number two, people will say, well, college has more passion. You're out there to, you know, you're not getting paid. You're out there for, and I get that. But like, for instance, Michigan is playing four teams that they probably shouldn't be playing. Not in the same category.
Yeah.
You know, at least in NFL, it's like any given Sunday. The Lions can go out there and beat, you know, the Bucks.
It's the top tier of everything.
It really is.
It's the cream of the crop, if you're seeing
the best of the best.
Yep.
All the time. And it's just like sometimes I'm like, I don't even feel like watching this game.
Well, when games are 54 to, 45.
It's a little low.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like I'm saying, that's not how it is always, because there's always upsets.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michigan might get upset this weekend. Just saying. Could happen.
It could. Probably won't, but it could.
But can we, I don't know. Just like Notre Dame, independent, you get to pick who you kind of get to play some. Anyway, Bucknell going to be at Central Michigan, 1 o'clock. California at Notre Dame, 2:30. Michigan State going to be at Washington, 7:30. Michigan State at number 11. There you go, State.
Surprising. I know. Looking good. Looking tough.
Pittsburgh at Western Michigan, 7:30. Eastern Michigan going to be at Arizona State, 11 o'clock. Late game there. Moving on to last night's football game, pro football, because that's all we're talking about. It's football this morning. Kansas City Chiefs beating Chargers 27-24. Brock, you watched a little bit of that game. Kiki's a big Chiefs fan.
Yep.
So, what do you think from last night, real quick?
I knew it was going to be a great game. I didn't watch the whole thing because I just was, you know, if the Packers were playing, I probably would have stayed up. But I knew it was a great game. Chargers are, I mean, man, they got it dialed in, dude. And I thought for sure the Chargers were going to win. And up until that last interception,
Justin Herbert's no joke. QB, one of the QBs, I'm like, damn, that guy's nothing to be reckoned with. But anyway, crazy game last night. We got games over the weekend as well. The Commanders going to be in Detroit this weekend. What do you got there at 1 o'clock?
I hope Detroit just beats them because it's the Commanders. What's the stupid name? What a dumb name.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Detroit. That's right. Hard knocks. Anyway, moving on. Colts going to be in Jacksonville playing the Jaguars 1 o'clock. The Bears going to be beating the Packers at 8:20 on Sunday. So, what do you think about that?
You know what I think about that. Come on now.
What? Are you scared? See, that's why he didn't say anything. That's why you're getting, how he's getting quieter, folks?
You know what?
He moved away from the microphone
a little. We lost to the Vikings. I don't know how that happened. Aaron Rodgers, his third eye, ayahuasca eye, is open, and he is.
No, it got poked. Somebody poked it with their finger.
He is angry, and he's ready, and I think we're going to work. I think we're going to work.
Bears are coming. Ooh.
I think we're going to.
We're coming for you.
I think we're going to work them. I think that's what's going to happen. And if our.
Go straight Shannon Sharp on you, man.
What it is? Oh, come on, Skip. Don't say that, Skip. No, and if our two bosses, Dave and Bill, are listening, yeah, Bears are going to get worked.
Are they? I don't think so.
Going to get worked.
You don't watch anybody else but your Packers. See, that's why your opinion doesn't matter too much, because you don't watch anybody else unless they're playing the Packers.
You know what the Bears are hearing right now?
I don't think the Bears, that's Aaron Rodgers.
You know what the Bears are hearing right now?
They're coming for you. Bears. You know what? Damn right. Bears eat cheese.
Yeah, they're going to be bound cheese. Up. No, Bear eat cheese, he's bound up. Right.
Up, holding his stomach.
Oh, too much.
Fourth quarter. That's your tactic, huh? He gets all bound up in the fourth quarter.
Those Bears are lactose intolerant.
Are they?
That's right.
Gee, I can't wait. I can't wait.
He's so bound up. You know the old saying, does a bear dookie in the woods? No, because he's bound up on cheese.
is he?
Bound up on cheese.
I'm just saying, bears are scary things. Would you want to have an encounter with a bear? No.
That's what a bear hears when I walk into the woods, right there.
Because of what, you have pots and pans, bing,
yeah,
bang, bing, bong?
Bing, bang, bong. Bing, bang, bong. No, it should be a good game.
Are you, hey, honest, you're a little nervous, aren't you? Come on.
You know what? We played a crappy first game, but I think the Packers are going to turn it on. I'm not saying we're gonna destroy them, but I think the Packers will have a good game.
You know? There's going to be some revenge from last year. I'm telling you. You better look out. There it is. It's your sports. Good luck. Good luck over the weekend.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.